Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. Know where that line comes from, class? Anyone? Yes, it's the opening sentence of Goodnight Moon, the perennial bestseller by Margaret Wise Brown. My mom read it to me, I to my kids and grandkids. It's melatonin on a page, put you to sleep in minutes. The kids, however, might ask to hear it again and again. I sure did. Loved the sound of those words. Learned to read them long before I went to school. I was transported back to that great green room the other day by three news items. First, the school year is starting. Second, it's National Literacy Month, a time for book fairs, book clubs, all kinds of efforts to promote the joy of reading for kids and adults. Yes, adults. 32 million grown-ups are functionally illiterate, according to the U.S. Education Department, and 130 million, half of all adults, read at or below the sixth grade level. The Barbara Bush Foundation says that problem is costing Americans $2 trillion a year in lost wages, because the better you read, the more you earn. My third news nugget is that China is now limiting all school-age kids to 3 hours of video games a week. Sure, it's commie authoritarianism at its worst, but not such a bad idea. The CDC reports U.S. kids now spend 6 to 9 hours a day in front of a screen. Studies have linked that behavior to attention deficits, sleep problems, low grades, and reading scores. It's not that hard to get your kids to read. You read to them. Let them see you reading for pleasure. Keep books in the house. Get them a library card. But weaning your kids away from their screens? Ooh. Well, you can set strict time limits, ban the use of devices an hour before bedtime to avoid overstimulation, and don't let the little nippers have their own phones until well into high school. It's hard, I know, but tell them, if they don't learn good reading habits now, they could be condemned to a life of low-wage misery. And if that doesn't work, put it this way. Either it's the Great Green Room, or we send you to China. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.